Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Wheat producers through the Oklahoma Wheat Commission actively support the wheat breeding efforts of the Wheat Improvement Team at Oklahoma State University and wheat breeder Dr. Brett Carver. Dr. Carver has a vision of helping wheat producers succeed not just as grain producers, but also as food crop producers.
Exactly. Yeah, this is the prize food of human civilization. It's what got us started. And that's the way we need to approach it from a plant breeding standpoint. Let's not just think about yield, test weight, and protein. We'll do that. But let's be a little bit more sophisticated and give this food crop the attention it deserves and bring out the best qualities of it. I mean, there's a lot of good qualities in the wheat germ, bioactive compounds that help us in our health and nutrition. There's things in the bran. Those are kind of that's the frontier where I think we are approaching, if not in, to address conventional wheat breeding.
Learn more about how the Oklahoma Wheat Commission is working hard for the Oklahoma wheat producer at okwheat.org.
Well, activity in the cash cattle markets remain at a complete standstill here this morning. Although show lists appear to be larger in all areas this week, it's still uncertain just how aggressive packers will be and how many cattle will need to be purchased in the negotiated market heading into Christmas week. Even with an attempt to bolster packer activity the next three Saturdays to help minimize the impact of plants remaining dark or having limited runs during the holidays, the net impact will be a significant pullback in cattle moving through the system. Aggressive support in the nearby lean hog futures yesterday sparked active interest in all hog futures trade. With triple-digit gains able to hold a closing bell in February and April contracts, the focus on moving spot month February futures back above the $65 threshold has not only sparked technical buyer support, but is helping to create much-needed stability in the entire complex. Well, wheat prices were firmer overnight as most contracts attempt to save face following Monday's disappointing outing. After rallying 20 cents to 40 cents last week, wheat looked to continue its winning ways until heavy sell pressure showed up Monday morning. By settlement, most contracts gave up 12 cents to 19 cents in a classic buy the rumor, sell the fact type reaction to the Russian export news. The Russian government confirmed the export tax news Monday, stating the country would move forward with a $30 per metric ton flat tax from February 15th to June 30th on wheat, barley, and corn. Well, meanwhile, corn prices were lower overnight as March corn becomes front month after December went off the board yesterday. Corn futures closed lower Monday, but ultimately remained inside the consolidated pattern, which has held price action for the past couple of weeks. Corn's ability to hold steady while wheat markets melted down was encouraging and probably a sign the sleepy trade will persist through the holidays. And trade was weaker overnight in the soy complex, giving back most of Monday's gains. We're going to check all the futures in just a moment.
Rural Oklahomans are no strangers to tough times. We pull together and overcome, and we must do it again.
Because COVID-19 doesn't stop where the pavement turns to gravel.
It is spreading throughout our rural communities and down our local main streets.
For your family, our economy, and our children, help us stop the spread.
Wear a mask, wash your hands, and watch your distance.
December live cattle up 35 cents, 109.10. February down 15, 113.10. January feeder cattle up 30 cents, 140.02. And March up 5 cents, 140.60. February hogs up 245, 65.67. Kansas City wheat, March down 19 cents, 562 and a quarter. May is down 18 cents, 566 and a half. Chicago wheat, March down 18 cents, 596 and a half. May's down 15 and a half, 598 and a half. March corn is up a half penny, 424. May's up 3/4 at 427. And a quarter. January soybeans up 9 cents, 1169 and a half. March up 8 and a half, 1174 and a half. March cotton's up 59 cents, 7467. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.